Yeah, no, going to Adelaide is, we thought we were going to be more competitive, but as you can see, it didn't work out that way. And you know, we aim to, you know, we've got a pretty tough game this week against the Bombers, so we're looking forward to that. Yeah, I mean, our connection and chemistry could be a bit better at times. You know, kicking the ball inside 450, we can't just bomb inside 450 with a, you know, with West off and, you know, guys like that coming across. So we need to make sure we work on our connection, and that's what we aim to do this week. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're going to get, you know, everyone, you know, saying things on social media, saying things in person, but we just want to work on our game, and that's what we aim to do. We're not going to change our game plan due to some comments that you know, our supporters or other supporters are going to comment on, but we're just going to stick to our structure. First up game like that, it's hard, but like I said before, we're going to you know, aim to do better again against the Bombers.
You looked pretty good in the first 20-25 minutes. It sort of looked like the Freo bowling a lot, and you did the repeat entries, all that sort of thing. What sort of happened after that first quarter, really?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our pressure was good first up. As you said, the first quarter was strong, but we just couldn't hold that pressure up. That's something that we aim to do, and I keep on going back to it, because it is only our first game, and you know, there's going to be mistakes, and there's going to be boys that are a bit rusty, but you know, we've still got another 22 more games through this season, and hopefully more. But you know, this week against the Bombers, as I keep alluding to, we want to get back out there and play our brand of footy, and hopefully be more competitive.
The tackle numbers were way down for a team that wants to get back to that pressure game. Is that something you're going to focus on coming into the Bombers?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, over the weekend against Port, who like to kick it around, you know, they're a quality side. Let's not forget that Port Adelaide are a good team, and they're going to be good for a number of years. They got a lot of good young players, and their older players as well stepping up as well. So Port Adelaide are a good side, and once again this week also, you see the way the Bombers played. Their footy's come a long way, and you know, for us to get better, we need to make sure our pressure's on.
And the skills, you're obviously one of the really
Yeah, we do. I mean, over the preseason, we aim to make our skills better. You know, that's what we want to do. We want to be better with the ball. And over the weekend, we did make some mistakes. But you know, footy's that sort of game where there's always the next week. And in training, you know, we just want to aim to work on that, and that's what we aim to do again this week.
We're at the stadium yesterday for West Coast Sydney. It was a really entertaining game, lots of goals, stuff like that. Are you pretty keen to put on a good show for your supporters? Hopefully, a big crowd there as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see what sort of a hostile crowd can do to you. You saw us on the weekend. Port Adelaide have that hostile crowd, and we just hope our Purple Army gets around us and makes it pretty hostile for the Bombers, because you know, there's no doubt that the home side's always going to play better when the crowd's wrong.
So what was it like coming out there?
Yeah, no, it was exciting. It was good to see him get back out there. It's been a long time, and you know, I sent him a text before the game, gave him a call and wished him all the best. And it's good to see someone get out there. And no matter if it was Nick or someone else, you know, one of my other mates, I would definitely send him a text. And you know, and to see him come out there and play the way he did was unbelievable. And it's a credit to all his hard work.
West Coast couldn't sell it out yesterday. They only got about 3,000. So I think the Purple Army will be able to get out there and get a little bit more and closer to the capacity.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm not sure what the weather is, but the weather could also have a factor in that as well. But let's just hope that our supporters get around us. There's no doubt that we're gonna aim to be more competitive this week, and we hope to put out a good show.
And Essendon are sort of team that take the game on a bit. Are you pretty keen to put an entertaining brand out there as well as a team, or do you not think about that sort of stuff?
Oh no, you do. You want to. I mean, footy players are here to entertain. You know, it's an Australian sport, and we want to make it entertaining for everyone. So we want to go out there and entertain along with the Bombers. The Bombers have a lot of quality players, you know, a lot of slick moving players as well. So we want to try and match them as well wherever we can. But also, let's not get away from the fact that we want to play our brand of footy, something that's going to something that we stand by, and we know that can work. We just need to put it into practice during training and take it out there on the field.
He started 0-2, of course, last season, and then recovered a bit. You're pretty keen to avoid that again this season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we want to play to win games, and you don't win games unless you stick to your basics, stick to the structures, and make sure your ball movement's fine. So that's what we aim to do, and that's what we want to do this week.
Sonny, at the exception of Lockie Neal, I think 8 or 9 Port Adelaide players were in the leading disposal group for the 10 players. Did the Wasps mention that in the review at all, and talk about the senior players getting their hands on the footy a bit more?
No, it was more, you know, we're not going to leave it to a certain few. We want everyone that goes out there on the field to play their part, and unfortunately we had more players not playing their part than players playing. So we need to make sure that we stick together as a group. We're not going to put each other under pressure this week. We just want to make sure we stick, get back to our focus, our focuses, and hopefully match the Bombers this week. Yeah, definitely. There's always going to be pressure on players, and that's the beauty of our team. We have a lot of players in the Waffle pushing their way up, whether you're first year or 6 or 7 years into the system. There's always going to be players pushing up, so we need to make sure that we stick to our basics and hopefully play some good footy.
Thanks, Sonny.